Bill, now that you went back and you looked at the tape, were your guys, somebody said you had two guys trying to signal a timeout and they didn't get it. Did you have guys signaling a timeout?
Yeah, I answered that one yesterday, John. We just got to, that's right, and that's what it comes down to, and we all just need to do a better job in that situation.
Signaling for a timeout, and it should have been a timeout.
I'm just telling you, like, I talked about it yesterday, and, you know, I just think everybody needs to do a better job, and it starts with me.
The place stopped, obviously, and you guys, had the Hail Mary, but did you at any point try to say anything to a ref to say, hey, you know, our guy signaled timeout? I mean, was there any conversation at all during that in-between moment?
Yeah, like I said, Brian, you know, yesterday after the game, I addressed it, and again, it's the game's over. We're actually meeting at noon. We're moving on to Tennessee. There were a lot of good things in the game, some things that we have to improve on, and that would fall under, obviously, the area of where we need to improve, you know, led by me.
Do you think that once people get over this initial disappointment about the way it ended, that you'll find encouragement from that game to almost beat the Patriots up there?
Well, there were a lot of good things that happened in the game. I mean, again, like I said after the game, there's no moral victories, but there are a lot of really good things that did happen in the game. I mean, I think it was a game where we made a lot of plays on defense. I think we strip sacked them three times. I think we held them to under 60 yards rushing. Offensively, it's probably the first time we've had 400 yards in a game in a long time. Ran it for 125, threw for 301, whatever it was, you know. So. I think there were a lot of good things that happened. Special teams wise, there was some decent plays, but you know, we got to clean up some things on special teams. But I think there's a lot to build on.
You beat yourself up after a game like that, like what if, or can you put it behind you and move on immediately?
No, I mean it's one you think about for a while, no doubt about it.
Look at some of the red area stuff. What do you see from it, and what are you doing? Trying to run it.
Red area. Yeah, we just, you know, we had some plays there where I just need to coach it better. I need to design it better, do a better job for the players.
How helpful was it to have Ryan Griffin and Bruce Ellington back for this game?
Yeah, they both made plays. I mean, Ryan made some big plays in the game. Obviously, that touchdown catch was a great throw and a great catch by Griff. He had other plays. He had a penalty called on him on one catch that he had, 12-yard catch that was negated because of a offensive pass interference penalty. So I thought he had a good game. He blocked well. It's good to have him back. And Bruce made some plays. You know, Bruce hasn't been here. You know, he's not saying he's new anymore, but he's relatively new as compared to the other guys on the offense, and I think he's coming along pretty well.
Is Will Fuller on track to play Sunday?
I think that'll be something that we'll see starting on Wednesday, Aaron. But you know, I'm hearing some good things.
Bill, you guys had 10 days to prepare for New England. How much did that having that time help to work with Watson, develop things with him, really start to flesh out what you could do with him? But it seemed like a much different offense than we'd seen those first two games.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you guys really care what I say. Just like I don't really care what you say. But we've been working with Deshaun since the night he was drafted. I was on the phone with him. I think we sent him whatever sections of the playbook we could send him. We sent him. As soon as he arrived in Houston, we began to meet with him. As soon as we were allowed to get on the field, we began to work with him. He worked with everybody that was out there. When we got into training camp, there were injuries and things like that. So nobody worked with Hopkins for about 4 or 5 weeks, I think, because he was out with a thumb. Nobody worked with Fuller because he was out for a long time because he broke his collarbone. So Deshaun was in there with some guys that aren't here anymore. So was Tom. Deshaun has worked a lot with us as to what his package is. When we got ready for Cincinnati, yeah, it was a short week. We tried to do what we thought was best to beat Cincinnati. We won the game. We had a little bit longer time, like you said, to prepare for New England. We thought we did what we were going to do, what was best to help us beat New England, and we feel like we had a decent plan. It just didn't end up being that way. We kicked too many field goals. So we'll continue to work, and we'll continue to add to the to the offense based on what we've already done and based on what we see from our opponent.
You mentioned that you have seen some improvement from the last in the last game. You now have three straight home games. How important is it to continue that improvement here at home?
I mean, it's an improvement league. You know, it's a progress league, so you have to get better from week to week. That's what the league's all about. It's a race to see who can get better the fastest, not just as players, but just the players and coaches combined, who can get better the fastest. It's a race to see who can improve the fastest.
Based on what you what the game plan was and what you expected from Watson, what did he do best?
I mean, he does a lot of things well for a young player. He's a very smart player. I mean, it would be hard for me to tell you, like, he did this thing better than others. The key for Deshaun is now building on it. You know, in his first two starts on the road, he's played pretty well. And so now it's, okay, what do I need to do to get ready for, you know, another really good team, obviously, and a new defense and, you know, a Dick LeBeau-designed defense, which is something he's never seen before. And so he just needs to, like, take each week as a new week and a new challenge, and that's the kind of kid he is, and that's what he'll do.
You mentioned yesterday after the game, when it comes to offensive pass interference, that you're not sure what it is, and I don't want to get you in trouble or anything, but when it comes to that, was that something that going into the season, the refs, the National Football League, that they talked to you that would be more of a point of emphasis? Because through the first couple of weeks of the season, there actually have been, I think there was an article on Pro Football Talk writing about how there have been an upswing in offensive pass interferences this season.
Yeah, I don't know, Paul. I mean, if I knew, I'd be able to coach it better. What I see on film being done to us and how we teach running routes and man-to-man coverage, I mean, I don't even know. So I think that's a better question for somebody else.
What do you think about the offensive line?
I thought they, you know, I think they you know, there were some really good things and then some things we need to clean up, some things we did that I thought schematically was really good, and then other things that we need to do a better job of coaching. But I thought that, you know, just like I said about the second week, I think they're getting better.
Besides the pick play, did you see any assignment stuff that was going with secondary, or was it just more just the, you know, getting open?
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, the guy, you know, Tom made some great throws. Those guys went up and caught the ball. We were in tight coverage on you know, I think two or three of them, and other ones we got lost in coverage a little bit, you know what I mean? But our guys were competitive as heck. I mean, they, you know, there were times where we were just right there for a sack, or, you know, the guy's a great player. He did an unbelievable job in the game.
Moving on to Tennessee, like you talked about, you're moving on to Tennessee. What are some things that have stand out to you from what they've done so far this season?
Well, I mean, obviously, offensively, they run the ball very well. I mean, they have very good running backs, a big physical offensive line, big physical running backs. You know, they do a lot of things well. I think defensively, like I've said already, you know, they have a defense that's a very attacking defense with a lot of athletic players. And then on special teams, I mean, they have a lot of good core special teams players. So we've got our work cut out for us. We'll meet with our players right now. And then once those guys are out here this afternoon, we'll get going with, you know, with Tennessee.
You got three straight home games followed by a bye week. How much of an opportunity is this to really make the most of this?
Yeah, we got a good opportunity. There's no doubt about it, and that's how we have to view it. And it's up to all of us to improve and get better.
Bill, you took away their running backs didn't hurt you at all in the passing game. Was that because of what you guys did?
Well, I think James, what?
13 yards.
What was it? Yeah, the running backs. Yeah, no, I think that they chose a different way to attack us, and I thought we did a good job against the backs. And, you know, look, we made a lot of big plays on defense. You know, they made some big passing plays, you know, and he and Tom, you know, did a great job. I mean, but our guys really fought and made some big plays themselves. I mean, we had strip sacks. We only got one of them. You know, we stripped them three times. And they recovered two of them, you know. So I think there were some really good things. They attacked us in different ways, just like they do. They don't attack you the same way twice, you know. They have different game plans every time we play them, just like we do for them.
How are you cutting him, Blake?
Good. He's doing a good job. He's
a good job on coverage.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when he was out there in coverage, I think he was pretty tight and did a good job. I thought he did a good job in the running game. He's physical. Yeah, I think Zach's having a good rookie year so far. He's got to keep it going.
Good thoughts on Jadeveon Clowney, probably statistically maybe the best ever.
Yeah, he had a really good game. He played hard. We moved him around a lot. You know, he just he plays very, very hard on Sundays. You know, he's a instinctive player. He makes a lot of plays on the ball. He's got a knack for going for the ball. You know, he's just a very, very explosive player.
You guys pride yourselves on being a tough physical team. And in practice, I imagine, for a game like Tennessee, is that something that you ramp up the intensity because of obviously how tough that they are?
Yeah, I think we got to be aware of the injury report, you know, relative to that. That was a tough game yesterday. You know, it was hot up there. And, you know, offensively, I think we were out there for about 34, 35 minutes. Defensively, not as long. But that last drive was took a lot out of our guys. And so I think we have to just kind of be conscious of that as coaches. But obviously we have to have a good week of preparation relative to the team coming in here because, like you said, that's what they pride themselves on too. It'll be a no-fair dodging game. That's the type of game it'll be on Sunday.
Thank you.
Thanks.